Mitch Wortley with this VPR News. Good morning. Despite near-freezing temperatures, about 500 people gathered in Rutland Sunday for the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes March to benefit the Rutland County Women's Network and Shelter. VPR's Nina Keck was there.
The idea is to have participants literally walk 1 mile in women's high-heeled shoes to educate communities about the problems of domestic violence and to raise funds for programs that help. Wallingford resident Bastian Auer went all out, wearing shiny red pumps with a black kilt.
It's been in the shadows for too long. By kind of walking, standing proud, getting people engaged, making a bit of a scene, we can help some other people to kind of come forward and just make it okay to talk about.
Ava Loy Lanning, executive director of the Rutland County Women's Network and Shelter, said Sunday's event will bring in much more than their $50,000 goal, and she called the increased awareness priceless.
I am so overjoyed by this turnout. It's beautiful seeing all of these people in their red shoes and their red mittens because it's so cold. It's overwhelming. I hope I can get through what I need to say without crying because it's really beautiful.
Lanning and several others addressed the crowd before the walk started. Perhaps the most powerful comments came from Tracy Babbitt, who jokingly asked how comfortable everyone was in their high heels.
If you don't mind, I want to make you just a little bit more uncomfortable. Every 60 seconds, 20 people are physically abused by an intimate partner. 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men have been victims of some form of domestic violence in their lifetime.
Babbitt admitted she too had been victimized for years, but thanks to shelters and advocates like those in Rutland, she'd fought her way to freedom.
Domestic and sexual violence hides in the dark corners called shame. This is what keeps us from talking about it. I chose to stand here today in front of all of you because I want to be an example and talk about it and end the shame involved in these secrets.
Others can break free too, she told the crowd, but only if those in their community help. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.